It is indeed a pleasure to share God's word with you another day.
我们很感谢主今天能够在这边跟大家分享神的话。
Shall we continue to pray together?
让我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we are totally indebted to your love.
天父，我们是在亏欠你对我们的爱。
Now, Father, we need your grace.
我们是何等需要你的恩典。
And your mercies, O God.
还有你的怜悯。
We pray that you will speak to our hearts.
我们向你祈求今天对我们的心说话。
And glorify your name.
让你的名得着荣耀。
We also pray that your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, would be elevated.
我们今天也向你祈求你的儿子在我们中间被高举起来
And that you will draw all men and women and children to yourself
使得万人都被吸引来归向你
Father, we pray for those who are hurting
我们为那心里有伤痛的人祷告
Those who are lost
我们为那有所损失的人祷告
Those who have issues struggling with
或是在其他的苦难或是问题挣扎的当中
those who are discouraged
或是在我们中间有怀忧丧志的
Lord that they will find hope in you, O God
愿这些人在你的里面找到盼望
We thank you in Jesus' name
我们将祷告祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen, Amen Recently I noticed that everybody is gearing up for the next election already. The presidents to be are standing out.
我发现虽然到08年还一段时间，但是好像各路人马已经摩拳擦掌，准备明年的总统大选了。
And they are making their promises so that we will vote for them.
所以各个候选人，你看到他向我们做了许多的承诺，希望我们能够因着这些承诺来投他们一票。
It is comforting to me that God has made some wonderful promises in His Word.
但我就想到神向着我们许多的承诺的时候呢，我心里就得到安慰。
Promises that will allow us to trust Him and to depend on Him and to let Him be the president of our lives.
他的应许是要我们能够相信他依靠他好叫他做我们生命当中的主宰
One of my favorites is taken from Psalm 34 verse 8 when it said Taste and see that the Lord is good
我最喜欢的一节经节呢是诗篇34篇第八节他说你们要尝尝主恩的美善
It reminds me like when I'm going to the mall andI'm traveling on a food court and you see them with the food that you can taste.
那如果你到这个购物商场呢你到他这个美食区你看到他那边有各样的食物你都可以去尝一尝他有试吃。
That's one of my favorite parts about shopping. I go and I taste the different food, especially when you're hungry.
那我上街购物其实最喜欢就是去试一试这种各样好吃的东西，特别当我饿的时候呢，这些东西特别吸引我。
The Bible said, "Taste and see that God is a good God."
圣经也是这样说。圣经说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道他的美善。
Another favorite promise is that God promised in Psalm 23 that I'll take care of your spiritual needs and your physical needs and also your emotional needs.
那另外在诗篇二十三篇里面也给我们这样的应许他要应许照顾我们的身体照顾我们灵里的需要他也照顾我们情感上的需要
And lastly one of my favorites too is in Psalm 68 he said I'll be a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless
最后呢还有一节我也喜欢的就是在诗篇六十八篇他说到他要做那孤儿他要做那没有父没有母的人的父母
Now you may be wondering How is God going to be a father to me And a mother to me And how could I taste that God is good
那你可能会奇怪是说神怎么能够做我的父做我的母我们如何能够尝到主恩的美善呢
It is through his people He works through His people. And when His people live for Him, people can get a glimpse of who God is.
那有一个方法，就是借着信他的人。如果信他的人，每一个人都照着他的话语而行呢，那么主恩的滋味就会在中间彰显出来。
In other words, they get a glimpse of His glory.
那借着这些事呢，我们也看见他的荣耀。
Now, unfortunately, that's not the case many of the times.
但很不幸的呢，很多时候我们并没有见到这样的光景。
Unfortunately, many come to church and they don't taste and see that God is good.
很可惜的就是说，很多时候人来到神的教会当中呢，他们却在其中尝不到主恩的美善。
Unfortunately, their spiritual needs are not met and their physical needs and emotional needs are not met.
很可惜的就是许多时候人来到教会当中，他们身体上的需要灵里面的需要，情感上的需要，没有在其中得到满足。
Why is this so?
那为什么会有这样的情况发生呢？
That's one of the issues that Paul addresses in Romans chapter 14 and chapter 15.
那这就是保罗在罗马书十四章、十五章要跟我们来谈的情形。
It is his desire to show God for who He is.Awesome and glorious.
保罗的目的呢，是要向我们大家来显明神是何等的伟大，何等的慈善，恩典慈善。
Unfortunately, the glory of God's radiance is eclipsed by something that he addresses in the passage called selfishness.
那但是很不幸的呢，神恩典的荣耀呢，常常遭受到自私这件事情所侵蚀。
Let's look together in the book of Romans chapter 15, but we have to summarize chapter 14, because that's where he developed his point.
那让我们来看到今天的经节十五章之前呢，我们先必须要把十四章做个总结，因为十四章就是为十五章所打一个基础。
There is a little division here.
在这里有一点分门别类的事。
A division that contrasts both the strong Christian and the weak Christian.
那实际上给我们看见一个光景呢，它是一个对比，一面是刚强的基督徒，一面是软弱的基督徒。
The issue has to do with things that are not important, things that are trivial.
那而使他们有这个对比分开的事情呢，是一件极小的事情，可以说是不重要的事。
We call them secondary issues. These are not major issues.
这个是我们一般所称的，就是一些次要的事情，不是主要的事。
In particular, in chapter 14, they were quarreling over food. Who should eat? Should we eat vegetables or should we eat meat?
那事实上呢，有一个例子，他就说这些不重要的事情呢，所争的其中有一项是关于吃的东西。有的人要吃，有的人说。要吃肉，有的人说不能吃肉，只能吃素的。
The strong Christians say, it's okay for me to eat meat. You know, God has blessed meat.
你刚强的基督徒呢，他就主张什么都可以吃啊，因为都是神所造的，所以肉、菜、荤素都可以吃。
And the weak Christian said, no, it's just vegetables.
那软弱的基督徒他说啊，不行，我们信主的人应该只能吃素。
Another issue is, one said, you know, all day, we can worship God all day, all week, you know. Another Christian said, only one particular day.
那另外一边呢，另外一个问题就是，刚强的人他说，每天都可以敬拜赞美主，每天都可以是一个崇拜的日子。但是软弱的他就说，哦，我们只能在某些时候特定的日子，我们才能够来敬拜主。
Now, this may not sound like a big issue to you, But it became an issue to them, and we're going to see that we have our issues too in our time.
那他们所争的这两件事情，在你看来现在可能没有什么大不了的，但是在他们来说，这些是很重要的事情。所以我们要把这个原则推展开来，看看今天有些什么事情在我们当中也可以是这样子造成我们分开的。
Now, Paul is concerned of what the issue, the handling of these issues will lead to, so he addresses this.
那保罗所著作呢是说在这样的事情上面来争论的话它会导致的结果是什么，这也就是他要向我们所传讲的信息。
I remember when I was a young Christian the issues that they had back then was should a Christian go watch a movie、
我记得我还、年轻的时候，我那时候信主年月不长的时候，我们当中所争的一件事情就是说基督徒可不可以看电影。
And for some of us today should a Christian play sports on Sunday。
那另外一件我们今天信主的人可能会去争辩的呢，就是我们在主日的时候可不可以去打球运动。
Now this is one of my favorite. I think Pastor Wong will love this. Should the pastor travel in first class?
那另外一个、我们这个做牧师的呢就会遇到一个问题，就是说牧师旅行的时候可不可以坐头等舱、
should the pastor drive a Lexus or a Benz?
那牧师可不可以开这个好车，这个高级的轿车呢？
These are issues that has caused issues, big church issues, unfortunately, and caused many people to leave.
那这些看起来似乎不是很重要的事情，却是被人当作很重要的事情，在教会当中造成有的人离开，有的人分裂。
So Paul is about to give some correction how to deal with these things. He said in chapter 14.
所以在14章呢，保罗就要来矫正这样的情形。
If you take a note, these are some really good principles, four principles he gave in chapter 14.
那我要讲四个在14章当中所提到的原则，如果你可以把它记下来。
By the way, for the older Christians are known to classify this as the gray areas of Christianity.
那我要讲的这些事情呢，很多基督徒把它称作是灰色的地带的事情，不是那么的非黑白分明的。
These are not issues of necessary sin. These are just conscience or personal preferences.
那这些事情呢，无关乎罪的问题，但是它却关乎到每个人的喜好或是他的倾向。
He says in chapter 14, in summarizing, he says, the other Christian does not answer to you but to God.
那实际上第一个重点呢，他就说每一个基督徒呢，他是向神要负责任的，不是向其他人负责任的。
In other words, secondly, he said God has already accepted the Christian as he or she is.
因为为什么这样说呢？他说因为不管是什么人，他信主了，神已经接纳他了。
And two more, he said the Christian stands by grace of God just as you do.
而且再者他说基督徒能够站住呢是因着主的恩典。
And lastly he said you are accountable to God.
所以每个人要向神负责。
Now before we dive into chapter 15 let me ask you a question here.
那让我们进入15章之前我要问大家一个问题。
What kind of issue that you face in the church?
那现在你觉得在教会当中你会遭遇到什么样的问题
Is it a personal issue?
那这些问题对你来说是个人的问题。
Are you finding it hard to get along with someone because the person doesn't dress properly?
那你会不会觉得说有些人你不太好跟他打交道亲近，因为他穿的不是你喜欢的那种穿法。
Or maybe the person doesn't sing as nice as you.
也许他唱歌你觉得是噪音你不喜欢。
I have seen all kinds of issues in the churches since I have been serving in different churches.
那你知道如果 我在许多教会当中真的我们要挑毛病的话，我们就可以找出诸如此类细节的问题来找麻烦。
There's a problem that we have. You used the term cloning.
我们用一个名词叫做复制。
You know what cloning is when you try to make something just like that thing, like you.
你知道复制的意思就是说，当你要抄袭别人或是要做的跟别人一样，我们就用这个复制或是抄袭这个字眼。
Well, as Christians, sometimes we tend to like people who look like us, just like us, and share the common interest, just like us.
那我们基督徒我们作为人呢，都有一个倾向，就是说我们喜欢跟像我们一样的人在一起，或是穿的一样，或是说话的样子一样，或是 喜欢的事物一样，那我们就比较容易跟这样的人来往。
In other words, we forget that the scripture said that we should be conformed to Christ's image, not to our image.
那但是我们忘记一件事情，是说我们是应该要像主的容形，不是像别人的样子。
So how shall we deal with this problem?
所以像这些问题呢，我们应该如何来处理面对呢？
Number one, in verse 15, in chapter 15, verse 1, it says, "We then who are strong ought to bear the scruples or some of your translation of infirmities of the weak and not pleasing ourselves."
所以保罗给我们的方法，第一点在十五章第一节，他说我们这个坚固的人应该担待不坚固的人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。
He addresses the older Christians and he says, "We are supposed to be responsible for the younger Christians."
他对所有的基督徒说，我们每一个人呢，有责任要坚固那比我们年轻、比我们软弱的基督徒。
How? Notice the word that he used, ought. In other words, it's a word that means like, I owe you this.
那这边这个应该这个词呢，它原来的意思，它说好像是你欠他的这个债的这种态度。所以他这边说是应该。
It means that I'm indebted to you to bear your burden.
所以你这个应该把它读成就是说我要担待这个不坚固的人的这个态度，好像我欠了他的一个债。
In other words, the mature Christian, the stronger Christian, is supposed to think unselfish thoughts and focus on helping the younger Christian.
换句话说呢，就是比较坚固、比较刚强的基督徒呢，他应该要去照顾到那个比较软弱、比较不那么坚强的基督徒的需要。
The word infirmities has to do with like a sickness of maybe the mind or a physical sickness.
那这个软弱呢，它可以是身体上的软弱，也可以是他情感上的软弱。
When it comes to spiritual language, it means like a younger Christian still has some struggles. However, they need an older Christian to come alongside and help them lift that load.
那用属灵的话来讲呢，就是说这个比较软弱年轻的基督徒呢，他仍然在许多的问题上面挣扎。那么这个时候坚固的人呢，就应该来到他的身边来扶持他一把。
This is really beautiful because in chapter 6 of Galatians, Paul tells us that those who are overcome with a fault, he that is spiritual, help that one to bear that burden.
如果你想象这个图画它是很美丽的，因为在加拉太书第六章那里也是这样说，他说如果有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们当中属灵的人呢，要用温柔的心把它挽回来。
You know, some things that I've seen is that sometimes we, especially with the young people, you have those, they use the term fobs, fresh off the boat.
这个年轻的人，我们常常用一个名词是 fresh off the boat， 就是这个说他是菜鸟。
Sometimes we have people who are kind of different. Maybe their accent is different. Maybe they dress not like the latest American style.
很多时候我们对人可以挑一些毛病，比如说他讲话，我们这个话是对年轻人说，比如说他，你看见一个人，他说英文的时候他有口音，或者说你看见一个人呢，他的穿衣服不是像那个美国一般的小孩子穿的那么的样子，就是他很土。
They may not look very attractive.
对你来说，这样的人没有什么吸引力。
In the world, these people are often kicked out. They're often.Overlooked, rejected.
那在世界上呢，在社会里面，像这样的人通常是被人排斥的啊。如果是一般在学校里面的话，这样的人一般也是遭受排挤的。
Maybe for some they have a divorce and people are not looking down on them.
那或者他们是从一个破碎的家庭当中出来，那么人们瞧不起他们，同伴不接受他们。
Life is hard for them. Maybe they've just lost their job, or they keep losing their job, and people thinking that maybe something is wrong with them. That's why they're losing their job.
或者我们当中有人呢， 他是不断的失去工作，没有一个工作做得了多久，他就会丢掉那工作。所以我们很自然就会想说，这个人一定有什么问题，不然怎么会工作都做不久？
The unfortunate thing is when they come to church and they experience that same rejection.
他们在像这样的人呢，他在社会上已经遭受到排挤。很多时候呢，他来到教会当中呢，很不幸的，他也会遭受同样这个排挤的对待。
Because of the circumstantial infirmities that they're going through, it caused them to be a little bit different. But God wants us to accept each one.
因为很多人他因为他遭遇上，使得他这个人就跟别人不太一样。也许他有点怪怪的，也许他不是那么的正常。但是神说呢，这样的人呢，他理当受到刚强的人的帮助。
I remember when I just became a Christian, I had only one pants to wear to church.
我还记得我刚信主的时候，那时候我们生活不是很宽裕，我那时候只有一条裤子可以像样的可以穿到教会去。
I remember that pants. It's the pants I graduated from high school with.
You got what?
Graduated from high school.
那个是我在从高中的时候，就有了一条裤子。
I would wear that pants every Sunday to church.
那每一次礼拜天呢，我就穿那条裤子去教会。
Now, can you imagine someone come to me and, come on, you're not spiritual. Why are you wearing the same clothes to church? Oh.
那时候就有人对我说，你真是不属灵，怎么每天都穿这条裤子来教会？
In order to bear my burden, the person should come and understand. How are you doing?
那我觉得如果是照着这里的话来讲呢，那么刚强的弟兄应该来先来问我的好，就说：“哎，你这礼拜最近如何呢
？”Maybe I need to pray for the person.
也许他看见我老穿这条裤，他应该为我祷告。
These are ways of how we can bear the other person's burden.
那如果我们这样做呢，我们就是在担待那个人的软弱。
It goes on to say in verse 2, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading for edification.
因为第二节他说，我们个人要这样做，务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。
In other words, verse 1 he says we're supposed to be responsible for the weak, and verse 2 we're supposed to be ready to build them up.
所以第一节说我们应当担待，第二节就说他这样做的时候呢，就叫那个软弱的人得益处。
As Christians, we're either building another Christian up, or we are doing the converse, we are tearing them down.
所以我们作为一个基督徒呢，我们只有两件事情，要么就是你在建立人，要么你其实就在拆毁那个人。
There is a missionary that was interviewed recently.
那最近有一个宣教士他接受访问的时候这样说。
And on the mission field, sometimes missionaries have their scribbles too.
那在宣教的工厂上，你知道这些宣教士通常都会遭遇到一些难处。
This missionary was asked, "What are some issues that you have found on the mission field?"
所以这个人接受访问的时候，这个访问他的人就说，在你宣教的工厂上，你常常会见到怎么样的问题呢？
Issues that destroy believers.
那什么样的问题会使得那个已经信的人他的信仰遭受到破坏？
Notice this list with me.
那注意听他怎么说。
He said an unforgiving spirit.
他说第一，如果你有个如果在我们当中有不饶恕的灵
，self-seeking，
或是有自我吹嘘的灵
，legalistic spirit，
或是一个法利赛人这个要求律法的灵
，hypocrisy。
或是一个假冒伪善的灵
failure to appreciate others
或是心不存感恩的灵
lack of patience
或是没有耐心的灵
evil speaking
或是这个好说谗言的灵
assuming things before finding out what things really are
或是疑神疑鬼的灵
suspecting the most motives of others
或是老对人这个怀疑东怀疑西的灵
Domineering spirit,
或是一个想要控制操纵人的灵
Rebellious spirit,
一个背叛这个应着景象的灵
Grumbling,
爱抱怨
Arguing,
或是好争论
Being malicious, maligning one another,
对人老存的恶心
Being busybody like gossiping,
或是到处串门子说人谗言的人
，greediness and resentment，
或是贪心的，或是排斥别人的
，think too highly of themselves and jealousy，
或是自吹自擂抬高自己，或是好嫉妒人的
，a critical spirit towards others，
或是好批评的
，love controversy，
好争论的。
These are just some of the things that destroy believers.
那如果有这些事情在信主的人当中发生呢，那么人对主的那个信仰就会遭受到破坏。
But here are some things that he said are very helpful to build up believers.
那另外一面他就说呢，如果你做这些事情，下列这些事情，你就会建立别人的德性。
An understanding spirit，
一个善解人意的心。
A willingness to be in subjection to one another，
愿意彼此顺服的心。
A generous spirit， being sympathetic，
一个慷慨，一个蛮有怜悯的心。
A trust in others and having faith in Christ，
那彼此信任，也信靠主的心。
Joyfulness and prayer and discretion and humility，
一个喜乐的心，一个祷告的心，一个谦卑的心。
Christ-centeredness and love in word and deed，
那爱主的心，爱主的话的心。
Forgiving spirit，
一个愿意饶恕的心。
Now which one of those categories do you fall under？
那你是落在那个拆毁别人德性的那些事情当中呢，还是你是在这个建立别人德性当中的事情里
？Are you forgiving of others？
你愿意彼此饶恕吗？
Do you love others？
你爱别人如同自己爱自己吗？
What category? Are you building or are you destroying?
所以在哪一项当中呢？你是建立人的，还是你是拆毁人的？
And God wants us to be builders.
因为神要我们每一个人都做一个建造的人。
Now he gives a motive in verse 3 why we should be builders.
那第三节呢，就告诉你，给你一个动机，好叫你知道你为什么要做一个建造人的人。
He says in verse 3, for even Christ did not please himself.But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproach you fell on me.
第三节说，因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
It is so nice of Paul. He uses Jesus Christ as our example.
那保罗呢？他用耶稣基督来做一个榜样。
Instead of using someone that we should conform to, we should be conformed to Jesus Christ.
他不是用什么名人来做榜样，他是用我们的耶稣基督，要我们成他的样式。
After all, he is our Savior and our Lord.
因为耶稣是我们的救主，也是我们生命的主。
He quotes from Psalm 69, which is a psalm about the Messiah.
那他这边经上所用的这个经文呢，是从诗篇69篇出来的，因为那里提到的是讲到弥赛亚。
And the purpose of quoting this is to tell us that the psalm described how the Messiah would go through certain suffering for others.
因为诗篇六十九篇预言了弥赛亚要经过什么样的情形才能够拯救我们。
In other words, if Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, since we are following Him, would suffer for others, we are supposed to. That is the strong is supposed to prepare to endure for the weaker Christian.
换句话说呢，如果连那救我们的主他也经过受苦的这个道路，更何况我们这个跟随主岂不应当跟随他的道路而行？我们坚固的人应当去担待那不坚固的人。
It gives another motive for why we should the strong should look after the weak. In verse 4 it says, whatever things were written for our learning, that is the scriptures that we thoughtThat we through the patient, that is, and comfort of the scripture, might have hope.
那再给保罗再给我们另外一个动机，另外一个原因，我们为什么要担待那软弱的人？他第四节他说，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
In other words, not only Jesus Christ is our example, but we have the scriptures that give us hope of why we should.Be patient with others.
所以不但耶稣基督做我们的榜样，经上也是如此教导我们。因着经上所教训、所写给我们的呢，我们照着遵行，可以得到盼望。
How does hope is going to help us to bear with those who are weaker?
那么这个盼望在我们担待软弱人的这件事情上可以怎么样帮助我们呢？
In Hebrews chapter 11, the great Hall of Fame, Paul talks about, the writer of Hebrews talk about guys like Moses, who rather than suffering or enjoying the pleasures of Egypt, would rather suffer the reproaches of his people, the Jewish people, because they saw, he saw a blessing ahead of him.
那在希伯来书十一章，我们所谓那个信心的名人堂的那个章节里面呢，提到摩西，摩西也是如此。他因为看见那将来的荣耀，还有所要得的赏赐呢，他就宁可自己放下享受最终之乐的机会呢，他去跟他的百姓，也就是这些以色列人一同的受苦。
In other words, endure others, be patient, be understanding, because God is going to bless you at the end for this.
所以我说，但我们需要在这些担待软弱人的事情上面坚持并忍耐，因为时候到了，神就要奖赏我们。
I know it's very hard, especially as leaders, to see believers acting up like babes, but it's something that God wants us to do, is to be patient, just as though we are very patient with the baby.
那我知道这个不是很容易，特别在我们当中，如果你是做带领方面的服事的时候，你看到这些年轻的基督徒生命刚开始的基督徒，你要宽容他们，好像你要来照顾这些婴孩小孩一样。
And Paul knows that we need a lot of patience and comfort, so he says in verse 5, "No, may the God of patience and comfort grant you," this is like a prayer request, "to be like-minded towards one another according to Christ Jesus."
那保罗知道做这样的事情呢，需要有无比的忍耐跟耐心，所以第五节呢，他就接着教导我们，他说，但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣。
In other words, he wants us to be united. United doesn't mean that it's conformity to look like the way I want them to look.
所以呢，保罗说教导我们要合一，但是合一的意思并不是说统一，是说就好像说每个人都变成一样的。
But they're supposed to be united in the sense that they're trying to please the other person, just as though Jesus Christ tried to please us.
所以这个合，在这个合一当中所要做的就是说，要求彼此的喜悦，彼此叫彼此得着益处，得着建造。
And verse 6 and verse 7 is the clinching. He said that you may be one mind and one mouth, glorifying God the Father for Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us, and risen to the glory of God.
那如果我们能这样行呢？第六、第七节就把这个结果告诉我们。他说：“一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。所以你们要彼此接纳，如同接纳基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。”
Let's spend some time on this in closing.
那我们在结束的时候，我们在这两节有更多的交通。
When it comes to the glory of God, God is very serious about it.
那当圣经谈到神的荣耀的时候呢，神看待这件事情是非常严肃的。
In other words, God wants all peoples to know who He is.
换句话说呢，神关于他的荣耀呢，神要每个人都知道他是谁。
We are told that the heavens declare the glory of God. In other words, the heavens is shouting a message that God is awesome.
那诗篇第八篇告诉我们，他说穹苍述说他的荣耀，所以他所造的一切的事情呢，应该都要来表达神的荣耀，来将他的荣耀彰显出来。
God also want to go public with through His people too.
那神也要借着他的子民呢，将他的荣耀彰显出来。
He has made some bold promises that I will be a father to the fatherless.
所以他所宣告的这个应许是一个何等大的应许。他说我要做那没有父亲的人的父亲。
He has made bold promises like taste and see that I am really good.
因为他要我们做这件事情，所以他就给我们这样的大的应许。他说你要尝尝主恩的滋味，就知道他的美善。
And God wants to use us to let people know that He is a good God.
这件事情神要借着我们达成，就是每一位信主的人呢，要让人家知道他是一位何等美善的神。
However, people will not see that picture because we are so consumed with ourselves and want people to look like us rather than looking like Christ.
所以假如人在我们的身上看不见我们的神呢，那就是因为我们所关心的是自己的荣耀大于神的荣耀。
One commentator was given a list of things that people are often having issues over.
那有一个这个解经的人呢，是这样子告诉我们的。
Personality differences.
他说比如说人个性上的差异。
Like somebody said, I don't like the food that they serve at REM at lunchtime. I want chicken and pork all the time. I don't want any vegetables.
那这些事情呢，会使得我们需要来担待。比如说个性上的差异，有的人他就觉得说，这个REM中午的午餐都很糟糕。我不喜欢吃鸡肉，我也不喜欢吃猪肉，我要吃别的。
I'll go to another church where they serve good food.
因为你们这食物这么差，我要去那个午餐好一点的教会。
Sometimes there are denominational differences too.
或者呢，各宗派之间有差别。
That church doesn't worship the way I like them to worship. I prefer that church there. They worship, they follow, and they speak in tongues and so forth.
或者。我不喜我一到那边这个教会我一看这个敬拜的方式不我不喜欢我喜欢去那边有预言有方言我喜欢那样的敬拜。
This is one of my favorite, a variation in individual piety, I'll explain.
那第三点有可能我们需要去担待就是说每一个人他对于敬虔这个表达的方式不一样。
In other words, if you see me come to church one Sunday, as a pastor without my Bible,Pastor, do I have a Bible? What kind of church is that?
或比如说我到，因为我们每个人对这个敬虔都有一个标准，或是有一个这个一套方式在那里。所以也许有一天我到这个教会一看，牧师居然来教会，手中没有拿圣经，这是什么样的教会？牧师居然不带圣经。
I remember when my church that I'm from in Jamaica, when we come to church, everybody would sit down and they would close their eyes and meditate.
那我记得在牙买加的教会呢，我们惯常所做的就是说，主日来的时候，大家就安安静静坐在那边，然后就眼睛闭上，在那里默祷。
They will use that time to confess their sins and make things right between them and God.
那大家借着那段安静的时间，这样子默祷呢，把自己的心在神面前调整，就是求主光照赦罪。
It becomes a tradition now when like young people will just come in and just.And start to talk and have a good time. Then someone look on you and say, "You're not spiritual enough."
那这时候呢，如果有这个年轻毛毛躁躁的跑进来，也不安静，就开始在那边聊天。那这些安静的人就会回头瞪他们说，这些人真是不属灵。
When in fact that person when going to church could have take care of business, but so he's ready when he comes to church to praise God.
那所以有的人他可能已经，其实那些吵闹的人，也许说不定他在家里已经安静祷告，他已经。很一个迫切的心来这边，所以他一进这个敬拜的地方，他就迫不及待跟人家分享了。
This word is really sad. It says when another Christian is going through hard times.
那最后一个呢，就是我们需要多担待，就是当基督徒在经过这个困难的事件的当中
，They look at someone who has gotten a divorce and said, "You sin."
那我们很多时候呢，这个人看到人家在经历这个离婚的可能或者是痛苦当中，第一个给他的反应就是定罪。他说：“哦，你这个是犯罪了，你怎么可以这样子
？”You go home and your house tunnels burned and everybody tunnels is okay. Sin is in the house.
如果你看到人家这个房子一排房子都好好，就你家烧光了，可能人家就对你说：“哦，你看他不知道犯了什么罪，大家的房子都好好，就他的被烧了。”
It is easy to look down on someone like that.
那你知道，我们很多人都会看着这些外表的事情，我们就很快去下一个结论。
But that's not the attitude God wants in His people. He wants us to understand and to be sympathetic and to love people.
那神并不是要我们这样子根据一些表面的事情就下结论、下判断去定罪人家，他要我们去深入了解、去体恤、去关怀。
So when we're like that, people can see that God is a good God and God is a loving God.
如果我们是那样子的律法主义，我们是那样子的苛刻，那么人根本从我们身上看不见神是怎么样一个慈爱怜悯的神。
Okay, what kind of message is your life sending about God?
所以我现在要问你，你这个人的生活当中，你所传达出来的给别人的是一个怎么样的信息？
Since we're all in the construction business, are you tearing down or are you building up?
我们好像是在那个建筑行业当中工作一样，你要么就是拆毁，要么就是建立。
Do you need help in learning how to bear one another's burdens?
那你需不需要有所在这个担待、互相担待这件事上有所学习呢？
The issue that you have, is it over minor issues or is it about dress or method or style or is it about legitimate things like sin?
那我要问你，就是说你今天所看不顺眼的事情，到底是那些次要的事情，比如说像衣服啦，或是像个人这些一些喜好，还是真正关乎到罪，你必须去认真对待的事。
The enemy has a way of letting us take minor issues and blow it up to become huge issues that have caused division among us.
因为魔鬼基于一个伎俩呢，就是让你去看重那些本来不应该是很重要的事情，把它放大到一个地步呢，让你去真的你死我活，面红耳赤。
God wants us to accept each one.
但是神却说，在这些事情上面，我们要彼此的接纳。
Because He accepts them just the way they are.
很简单的一个原因就是说，因为他是主所悦纳，就是所接纳的人，我们应当也要接纳他。
But He loves them not to leave them the way they are, to make them to be someone glorious.
那这样，但是神并不接纳他的意思，并不是说就容让他如此继续下去，乃是说因着这个接纳呢。让他尝到主恩的美善，使得他被改变，有主的荣行出来。
In the book of Romans here, this is such an important issue to Paul that this is the longest passage to deal with practical issues in this church at Rome.
那所以罗马书讲到这里的时候呢，保罗花了一个最长的篇幅来处理教会当中一些很实际的状况。
In other words, this is something we cannot take for granted.
换句话说呢，我们不应当对这种不正常的情形呢，当作是理所当然，见怪不怪。
You know, maybe you're here and you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
如果在我们当中今天有那还没有认识主的人
，God's promises are true.
那我可以告诉你，神的应许是真实的。
He wants to take your burdens.
他要接过你的重担。
You remember what Jesus said? Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
因为记得耶稣怎么说吗？他说：“你们要学我的样式，负我的轭，因为我的轭是轻省的，我的担子是容易的。”
Sin is a burden; it weighs us down.
那罪是一个重担，它使得你沉沦。
And Jesus want to relieve us of that burden.
耶稣来要把我们从罪当中释放出来。
And for my brothers and sisters, let me encourage you to be a builder, not a destroyer.
那对我的弟兄姊妹，我要这样说：我鼓励你们成为一个建造的人，而不是做一个拆毁的人。
Shall we close in prayer?
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为你的话语感谢。
It is so easy for us to, as they say, judge people.
因为我们是何等的容易去论断别人。
As Romans 14 tells us that we should leave judgment to you.
然而罗马书十四章教导我们把那判断人的事交给主。
Because we will all face you someday and to give account for the life that we live.
因为我们每一个人到有一天都要站在你的面前交代我们所行的。
As Christians, help us to stop playing Jesus.
那让我们这些信主的人主啊，让我们不要再玩弄你的话。
In terms of judging people,
你不要用你的话彼此攻讦对信主的弟兄姊妹。
But help us to be accepting of others,
却帮助我们使我们能够彼此的接纳，好像父接纳了我们。
Knowing each one of us, we are different and we are at different stages in our spiritual walk.
叫我们知道我们每一个人都是不同的，而且我们每一个人也在不同的属灵路程、属灵光景当中。
There are some who love to dress differently, some men who love to wear earrings, some who love to go to movies. Help us to be accepting of others.
有的人喜欢这样穿，有的人喜欢那样穿，有的人喜欢这样做一件事情，有的人喜欢那样做一件事情，但是主啊，求主在这些次要的事情上帮助我们彼此的接纳。
Help us, O God, not to discriminate with our love.
那主帮助我们不要我们不 要让我们的爱反而成为一个启示的工具。
Father, we thank you for those of us who work very hard to be accepting of others.
主，我也为那些已经如此在做的弟兄姊妹祷告。
We pray that many more of them will increase.
我们求主来增加像这样更多愿意彼此接纳的弟兄姊妹。
I pray, Father, that if there's someone here who don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior,
主，我在这里也为那还不认识我们的救主耶稣基督的人祷告。
I help them to know that God, you are a loving God, and you want to be a father to them.
主，帮助他们，让他们知道你是一位慈爱的神，你愿意做他们的父。
And you want to take care of them.
你要来牧养他们，照顾他们。
And I pray, Father, that as saints, that we will allow you to work through us.
主也帮助我们，愿意让你在我们的身上做工。
And so that they can say, God, you are good.
那好叫他们能够开口，也来称赞你说，主，你实在是一位好神。
And then they can run and tell their friends, Wow, Jesus tastes really good.
让这些人还不从不信你到尝到主恩的美善，他们也去告诉他们的亲朋好友说，主真是一位慈爱怜悯的主。
For we ask in His name, O Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.